So, hey, everyone, Kim here. Welcome to this week's RLE. I'm going to dive into a video. So the video itself is right around, I guess, like maybe 9.5 minutes long. And we're going to dissect why I'm calling this person out this week. So this is Ty Locke. I probably should call her by her first husband's last name, McGee, since, well, I mean, it's really hard to call her the wife of someone when, anyway, that's another podcast. So anyway, let's just call her Ty. Yeah. Before I do that, let's just preface this by saying Fair Use Act does apply here as well, because I'm going to be giving commentary and teaching. So as always, these people try to remove the content, put a hard strike on my channel, but I always have Rumble. So, and we're free to, well, express ourselves. So isn't that funny how two totally different platforms, one obeys the rules, the other doesn't. So it's fine. But anyway, so always, I'll just say that real quick. Then while I'm here talking about Rumble, make sure you subscribe to my Rumble channel. That description is below in the description box. So go ahead and subscribe there in case, well, they give me a hard strike and I am no longer here on YouTube, because I will never be beholden to the YouTube gods or the false teachers. Okay, so with that being said, I do have fair use in play here that I can use to give commentary and adequate biblical teaching of what we're going to hear. So part of the reason I'm going down this rabbit hole is of false teachers and RLEs. And as you guys know, if you were with me when I did that live podcast as to where we're going, I really believe that we are living in a world right now of mass spiritual deception between the New Age, Gnosticism, everything around them is God. There is some form of supreme being. What is that supreme being? Lessening who Christ is and his deity and him being the Son of God and him being the Christ and the only way to heaven. And then we have this super, super rise of New Apostolic and Bethel Church and Alan Didio and all of these other people who are just the Lou Engles and this New Apostolic. And then we have this huge, huge push of deliverance. And I'm not taken back by that. And I'm not shocked by that, because we actually see a supposed deliverance in the second half of the tribulation when the Antichrist is supposedly healed from a mortal wound. I mean, guys, let's connect the dots here when it comes to signs and wonders is New Apostolic. It is right there in front of you. And yet there's so many people not paying attention. So again, time and time again, I will always say, I do not do these videos for clicks and likes. I am not a know-it-all. I am not a 100% perfect theologian from Genesis to Revelation. But what I am is a true, sound, biblical adherer to God's word, even when I don't like what it says. And I'm also one who is going to expose falsehoods. I am not a teacher. I am not a prophet. I am not a pastrix. I am just a girl who loves the truth of God's word. And I would love to pull someone from the fire of deception and the route that they're going on. So New Apostolic, deliverance, there's a reason that these are growing. So anyway, let us tune in here for this week's RLE regarding Ty, who always now hears from the Lord, who I think is definitely demonic. And Greg Locke got his wish. He married a witch. I love it. And when I say witch, someone had said that before, she's demonic. I don't know what else to call her. A sorcerer, you know, a witch. She's evil. And she got her claws into a man who I think always wanted fame and fortune. And well, their wish was the devil's command, as they both ran frolically into the woods, praying by some very demonic tree, of which he has the wood on the stand that he talks from week after week. So the wood from the demonic tree is actually in the demonic tent where all this demonic activity happens. Yeah. Okay, great. All right. So anyway, who is Ty Locke? Well, I want to read a few quotes here, and let me get to what I need first. Okay. So here is a quote from Ty Locke on her Facebook page. And this is always just a word salad, but I just have to show you guys the content of the nature of whatever it is in these people. The riptide of the glory is upon us. Okay. This is the season that deep calls unto deep. Scripture and verse on that, using it in context. We must consecrate ourselves to the Lord. The Lord spoke to me this morning and said, Tasha Locke, please read from your nonsensical demonic book, chapter 5, and pen down the heartburn that you had from last night, and just sit there and meditate on your own thoughts and correct the Lord, which is not the Lord of heaven, the Lord, Satan, probably did speak to her. And this is what the Lord Satan said. I am sending the hurricane of my spirit. So when the Lord speaks, Tasha, Ty, he speaks directly from his word. I can't back that up through scripture. That's what we're supposed to do when these people say,
I have a word from the Lord.
So I am sending the hurricane of my spirit. Okay. All right. I will come with wind, water, and fire. That's a very new age terminology, right? Okay. I have prepared an army of saints that are ready to rescue, restore, and repair. Again, these people with their Kingdom Now theology, God does not need our help. God is not going to ask Kimberly here sitting in her home, who is a weak and feeble person. I was going to say self-centered, sure. Impatient, sure. Loud, sure. Whatever. Attitude-y, sure. Yep, God's going to send me to rescue, restore, and repair. I can rescue somebody, sure. Someone drowning in a pool, or what? I can't repair anything. Maybe a light bulb, if your bulb goes out. Sure. I can't really repair anything else. I'm trying to think. Can't change oil, can't change tire. So no, I can't repair anything. And I definitely can't restore anything. So unless I buy a home and I want to refurb it, I'm still probably not going to restore that. I'm going to hire people. So anyway, apparently there's other saints who can rescue, restore, and repair, and I'm just not in that bubble. And according to these people, it's probably because I'm not spiritual enough, or I'm simply not saved. There are regiments after regiments of angels standing with the Lord Jesus. They are prepared for battle. My people have cried for my glory, and it is coming in waves. End of quote. So that's what the Lord told this guru, sorcerer, whatever you want to call her. This part was funny. The waves are coming. Is there a tsunami on the horizon? I didn't get the memo here. I mean, I live in Florida. It's not hurricane season. I mean, when she posted this all the way back in August, it was definitely hurricane season. And September, October, November, just so we're 4 months in. I wonder when this is going to happen. Maybe it's going to happen next year, August. I don't know. Okay. So the waves are coming. Clearly there's waves coming. Prepare the way for Lord Jehovah. Okay. Let's get to her next post so you guys can see that. So this one, more like the first one, was a little crazy. This is a little more recent. 5 days ago was not literally just 5 days ago. That's when I captured it, was that day, but 5 days ago. So I really don't know when she posted this. I am wrecked in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what that means, Ty. I have no idea what that means. Just like God is not reckless, the Holy Spirit doesn't wreck us either. Yeah, that's just kind of scary. We just had the honor of watching the premiere of Domino Revival. The movie has so much oil on it. So that's just gross. That's greasy. You might want to clean it. I don't know what that means, oil. I mean, according to them, I know what they mean by the oil, but That's not what it means scripturally. Okay, moving on. There will be domino after domino of revival hit the nations. So clearly there's a typo in there. So there will be a domino after domino of revival to hit the nations, I'm assuming is what she meant. Yeah, during the tribulation. Now, I'm not saying that her and Greg can't get saved during the tribulation. I truly hope that these people's eyes are open when the true church is raptured and they're left behind. But I kind of believe, and scripture kind of alludes to that, that these people already have their judgment. So I don't foresee that happening. But I'm not God. God can change the heart of anyone. But during the tribulation, that's when domino after domino of true revival will happen. Not now. Nowhere in the Bible, Ty, do we read about revival happening before the rapture. Yeah, no. The world will wax worse and worse. Okay. So anyway, there will be domino after domino of revival to hit the nations. The lost will be saved and the church will be awakened from her slumber. And then she tells you to get your tickets for October 24th. So let's dive into. So I wanted to give you a little snippet of who she is. Her Facebook is quite funny. I'm not going to lie. If you ever just want to scroll and see, feel free to just jump on there and have a good laughing session. It's great. But anyway, let's dive into this video that I wanted you guys to hear, because what led her to the Lord? What led her to salvation and to put her trust in Jesus? Her clear presentation of that is not biblical. So again, listen to for buzz terms. You guys should be following me long enough to know that these people use buzz terms. But let's tune in and see. Okay, I'll be back.
Welcome to Charisma, and it is great to have Pastor Ty Locke here, the wife of Pastor Greg Locke, who we've done several.
Okay, she's not a pastor. So red flag number one, that she's not a pastor. A woman cannot be a pastor. Okay.
Interviews and articles with, and it is great to be able to hear from his wife, who God greatly used to help him get out of.
Who God greatly used? No. The devil greatly used to make him leave his wife of 25 years. But God's not using any of them. God's not using Greg, nor is Greg using, is God using Ty? I'll rewind that. I babbled.
Be able to hear from his wife, who God greatly used to help him get out of this cessationist background into believing in the full power of the Holy Spirit that is alive today. So, Pastor Ty, welcome to the podcast.
Okay, so many red flags right there in the beginning. So, first of all, she's not a pastor, right? So, therefore, God's never called her, because God doesn't contradict his word. Second, right there, it was said that the devil used her to pull Greg away from somewhat sound teaching, right? A wife of 25 years, four children, by a Jezebel, by a woman who is being used of her Lord, the devil. Absolutely. She serves the Lord with a lowercase L. And so the devil used this one to get her claws into that man. And Greg, I think it's not like he was saved, lost his salvation. I don't think he was ever in the faith. But again, I'm not God, but he's gotten so far off the rails and he's done so many questionable things that's where I can land upon that. But so the devil used this demonic person to deceive Greg to where he is now. I'm gonna keep that the way that it is. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's my honor to be here with you today.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of great things about you, but it's great to be able to talk with you today. And I want to hear your story of your perspective, your vantage point of this whole come out in Jesus' name thing, and how God really used you to help Pastor Greg.
So I think you would have to understand that I came from a life of drug addiction. And when I met the Lord, I had an encounter with the Lord.
Why is it that phrase bothers me the way that it does? Because we don't read that in the Bible in the context that these people say. The encounter that she had was probably a false light. Again, I've engaged with this woman. I marked her, even looking at her. I get so uncomfortable in my gut. This woman prayed over me and I was just like, this is weird. She's weird. She was weird when she was sitting in that church, just swaying when there was no music playing. I never, ever felt like we were kindred family of God people. So I've met her. It's not like I don't know who she is at all. I found her cuckoo crazy then, and I find her even worse now.
A ditch, I drug overdosed. And for me, it was never a question if, you know, encounters were real, if deliverance was real. I guess I wouldn't have known what to call it. Mm-hmm. But I know what happened that day in the ditch. And I know what I experienced. And I know that I met the Lord in a ditch. And so for me, it was just the way that it was. I never really thought that I didn't know that there was such a thing as a cessationist. So the first time I heard the word, I was like, what's that? What does that mean? You know? And so I immediately immersed myself into the scriptures when I got born again. The Lord did a drastic transformation in my life, very immediate after that encounter with him. And so I think for me, I would just read the Bible and I took it at face value. I didn't grow up in the church. I hadn't been taught, you know, anything different. And so when I read the Bible, I was like, wow, we can cast out devils. You know, we can lay our hands on the sick and they'll recover. And
so right from the get-go, she's never been biblically sound. Right from the get-go, she's been deceived. And that's how I know from whatever encounter, let me get in the frame here, encounter that she had, it was not genuine.
And so for me, it was real simple. It was just really black and white. I didn't know that it was such a convoluted subject in the church world. I didn't know that people actually fought over whether or not the gifts were still alive today. And so that was a surprise to me. Mm. Honestly, when I first began attending Global Vision, when I got born again, I went into this deep study of the book of Revelation. My husband always jokes and says, I've never met anybody that got born again in a ditch and reads the book of Revelation, right? But I was enamored. I would tell people, if somebody would have told me the Bible was this amazing, I would have got born again a long time ago. And so I would just begin to say things. I believe it was very immediate and it was very innocent on my part. You know, I would show up at church and I would be so excited. I'd be like, you know, I had the mark of the beast figured out, you know, back when they were just putting microchips in debit cards. You know, I was doing all the things. And so I would just come in and I would say things so innocently, just the way that I seen them and the way that I studied them. I had no idea that.
You notice the I theme, the way that I saw them, the way that I studied them. Who does that sound like? It sounds just like the devil. I. That's who that sounds like. And again, her encounter, she never even said, it was at that moment I was broken and I knew that I had to put my trust in the only one who saves. Do you realize what is what they don't say that we need to pay attention to?
He was a cessationist. Mm. I honestly didn't until after we were married. And so I would just get excited. You know, after we got married, I'd be reading something in the Bible and we'd be laying in bed at night and I'd be like, babe, did you know? You know, like he didn't know, but I guess he didn't know, or he had just been caught against it. I never realized what an inner struggle that was for him until he openly began to, from the pulpit, begin to repent of not, you know, believing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all of those things. That was honestly kind of a shock to me because he never quenched the Spirit of the Lord in me. He never told me one time, no, that's not what we believe. He never did that. He allowed me to express my heart and my spirit to him. And so I honestly had no idea. It was way after the fact that I realized this man probably thought I was off my rocker a little bit when we first got married, but it was good. I never realized that it was really impacting him the way that it did. And that was only by the Spirit of the Lord. I can't even take credit for it. You know, I have to know that the Lord used me in such an innocent way. And my husband has said a million times, that is what ultimately he knew, that I didn't come at the scriptures with my mind already made up, that I would just read things. And so when I said things, he knew that my heart was pure. And that's what it was going to take for him to come out of what the mindset and what he had always been taught. So honestly, he gives me credit. I give credit to the Spirit of the Lord within me.
Amen.
So everything about that is just, you guys can listen to more of her nonsensical way of speaking and all that other stuff. But I'm very concerned, really, both of them just running to that demonic tree, Ty and Greg. I feel like that's when the devil really began to manipulate the both of them. And I do believe that there is a spirit of darkness in both of them. Because, again, I can say that they serve Satan, because you can't serve Satan and the Lord at the same time, God at the same time. So if you're not saved, that's literally who your Lord is the devil. I know that's hard to hear, but that's truly, that's the kingdom you belong to, not the kingdom of Christ. Anyway, that's this week's RLE. I would stay far away from Global Vision Church, Ty Locke, her daughter, any movie that they put out, Deliverance Ministries, Greg Locke. And again, I don't find this very coincidental at all, that the New Apostolic Movement, the Deliverance Movement, all of this is really taking off, because when the false prophet comes on the scene, remember, it's all nothing but signs and wonders, a fake resurrection. It's not a coincidence that people are following this in droves, and they don't want to clearly, rightly divide the word of God, that the apostolic gifts were for then and they are not for now. So please, I beg, I implore, do not be deceived. So until next time, I'll see you then. Bye, guys.